I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Eugene Symphony continues its season of performances and artistic residencies with a week-long visit from Israeli-born composer Avner Dorman, whose pieces Astrolatry and Spices, Perfumes, Toxins will be performed alongside Beethoven's Pastorale this Thursday evening, April 16th at the Holt Center in Eugene. At the age of 25, Avner Dorman was the youngest ever winner of Israel's Prime Minister's Award, and after celebrating his 40th birthday yesterday, he joins us in the KLCC studios. Happy birthday, Avner.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, when you stand back and look at the experiences of those first four decades, what feels like the most satisfying aspect of that musical journey?
I guess getting to the point where a piece feels ready, and then hearing it performed and being happy with what came out. This week here in Eugene, I get to hear quite a few of my pieces, played by the orchestra, a bunch of others by students from the university. Obviously, every time I listen to something, I think, oh, maybe I could have done this better, that better, next piece I'll do this. But there is a satisfying part to it, like, oh, these thoughts they work. It's a little intimidating, too, because like, I'm like, oh, could I write any better today? I don't know. I'm like, always hoping that I'm getting better, but not sure.
That's one of those things. It is only clear in retrospect, perhaps.
Yeah, and maybe not to me.
Well, your journey integrates many aspects from composing to conducting to education. Is there a thread that connects those three arenas for you?
To me, they're all surrounding composing. So for me, it's all around composing and it's all around organizing sounds in time, which is music.
In terms of composition, one of the pieces that will be performed this Thursday evening is Spices, Perfumes, Toxins, which is another sort of a triad of substances or ideas. What's the link between spices, perfumes, and toxins?
The first movement was written, I wrote it originally as a percussion duo. But then the percussion duo I wrote it for played an audition for Zubin Mehta, and he talked with them, and they decided to commission me to make that into a full-length concerto. And we were kind of looking for like some link between the movement, and we thought that these are like three substances that are very attractive. Each one of them has its dangers in excess, but really that's kind of a playful subtext onto which I kind of like work the music as sort of more abstract music.
In the context of this performance this week, you'll have the percussion duo of Steve Hearn and Galen Lemon. Tell me about them as musicians and how they fit into the piece.
They've just been the representatives of this piece on the Rocky Mountains to the west. They've played performances of this piece in California, in Colorado, Washington State, and now here in Oregon. They really own the piece. It's a concerto for two percussionists, and percussion is a lot. Like, you're not just playing marimba. There's like a ton of percussion on stage, and it's very loud. So in the scheme of things, they bring a lot of extra sound to the orchestra. So unlike a violin concerto where it's kind of like you're sort of working hard as a composer to make the violin sound bigger than it really is, here it's sort of like they just lift the orchestra into like a new sort of sonic realm.
Music from Avner Dorman's Spices, Perfumes, Toxins on KLCC. It will be performed with the Eugene Symphony this Thursday evening, April 16th. Avner Dorman is with me in the KLCC studios. The other piece that will be performed this Thursday evening is Astrolatry, which has a connection to the outdoor night sky. Tell me about how that has influenced and impacted the music.
In that piece, it was the first time in my life that I'd lived in a rural area, and I would just go out at night and just look at the sky, and I found it to be a really sort of mesmerizing experience, how my perception changes. Like, you first go out, it's all very dark, you don't actually see anything, you think there's nothing. And as you stand outside, more and more light appears, because these faraway stars, they just start to appear. And within like 20, 15, even 10 minutes, the sky is lit. And it's an amazing thing that nothing actually has changed except for how we perceive it because of our mechanism of our eyes. And so that piece kind of starts with several minutes of that experience translated into sound. Instead of like darkness to light, it's essentially silence to sound. The second half of the piece, I kind of wanted to do something more aggressive and robust. So I kind of played the idea of like an ancient tribe worshipping the stars, because I could totally understand why people would worship the stars. Generally, once you get out of big cities and you're in more open spaces, I find that I'm much more understanding of why people were so in awe of nature.
So the experience of getting into rural areas has affected your music. What about the experience of moving from Israel to the United States? Has that changed your compositions?
I think inevitably the answer would be yes. When I first moved to the United States, it was suddenly very evident that I'm not from here. Like in Israel, nobody ever considered my music to be overly Middle Eastern or overly Israeli or overly Jewish. And suddenly in New York, it was like so that. But in terms of like dealing with your own identity, I think being in a foreign country, I think it definitely clarifies, you know, where am I from? What is unique about that place? How am I different?
On the musical level, this Thursday evening, your compositions will be paired with Beethoven's Pastorale. How does that make for a unified program?
One of the things that happens, I think, too often is that the programs that we hear in concerts are all of pieces from the past. But the past was not like that. So, like in Beethoven's time, you didn't actually hear old music almost at all. It was really a living art form. And during the 20th century, the pendulum swung very, very far to the other side. And I think what is happening now is actually swinging back. So like people are more interested in hearing some new stuff as well. Then you can hear Beethoven in a different way. Because, you know, Beethoven, he was really an avant-garde composer. His concept of time is like so up to date. And I actually think that by hearing his music next to contemporary music, you can appreciate that more.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Composer, conductor, and educator Avner Dorman in residency with the Eugene Symphony this week. His compositions Astrolatry and Spices, Perfumes, Toxins will be performed by the Symphony along with Beethoven's Symphony No. 6, Pastorale, at the Holt Center in Eugene this Thursday evening, April 16th, beginning at 8 p.m. For tickets and more information, eugenesymphony.org and holtcenter.org. For more on the music of Avner Dorman, avnerdormanmusic.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.